Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. The Super Bowl in the books. The Eagles defeat the Chiefs 40-22. To talk more about that and the offseason, we bring in former Titans punter and former Eagles punter, Brett Kern, who is on the line with us. Brett, what's up?
What's going on?
Just an exciting football game last night.
Yeah,
I mean,
riveting.
How about riveting? That is the best way to put it. I mean, what was more surprising to you, the fact that the Eagles won or the fact that they dominated the way that they did?
Probably just how they dominated. 42 dropbacks, 39 of them, they only brought four, and three of them, they brought three. 42 dropbacks, right? Only sending four guys, and you get six sacks. The 2022 Super Bowl, they had 11 pressures, and zero sacks, right? And Mahomes was able to, rush for 44 yards, got a long of 26. That was the whole, remember when he had that ankle injury, and I remember guys coming off the sidelines after he ran that 26 yarder, and they're like, there's no way that guy has an ankle injury. He's too fast.
Yeah.
So, and then you go back to the AFC Championship game, right, with the Titans, Mahomes, he had eight rushes for 53 yards. You remember that 27 yarder right before half, right? That just kind of seemed to, take a huge momentum shift towards the Chiefs, right? And so I think just what the Eagles were able to do with the four-man rush last night, they played zone pretty much the whole night, which took away Andy Reid and those pick concepts and, those routes that they did so well against Buffalo. And to get the sacks that they got, that was just, complete domination. And I'm happy for them. And a lot of good guys, AJ getting that ring and Kari Blossom game and Kyle Phillips, right?
Former Titans. Yeah, I forgot that Phillips was on the practice squad, but AJ specifically, he had some pretty key plays, obviously had the touchdown last night, right. But he had some pretty key plays in this game to help them win that championship. I mean, it just shows, and I know Titans fans were bummed probably, but also happy for him at the same time. It shows what he can do, Brett.
Yeah, and that's just, like I said, I think we've talked many times throughout the season. It's like that's just the business of football, right? Guys go somewhere else. Derek goes to Baltimore. AJ goes to Philly. Some guys that you probably thought were going to be here for, Derek probably longer. AJ, obviously, longer than what he was here. But, that's a part of the business. And he's a great receiver. You can think what you want about the first – kind of fade route that they threw and, him kind of pushing off, hands on the face mask, he's a great receiver. I don't know how else to say it. And you look at what they did last night, the Chiefs were able to, to hold, Saquon to 57 yards rushing. I mean, you would have thought, hey, Saquon, 25 for 57, Chiefs have this no problem, right? But then you look at what the Eagles did, Smith, a 46-yarder for a touchdown, Jahan Dotson, a 27-yarder, Barkley got a 22-yarder, AJ, a 22-yarder, and Dallas Goedert got a 20-yarder. So there's five receivers that all had explosive plays right through the air with Jalen. And so the Eagles were just able to slice and dice. And then the turnovers for the Chiefs, Mahomes obviously not having his best game. And when those turnovers happened and how they, the pick six, another one where they get on the 14-yard line, and Jalen's interception, the Chiefs cooks, he gets the interception, he runs out at the two. And so I think if you're Michael Clay, the special teams coordinator for the Eagles, you're like, yeah, all right, that's probably better than a punt. So that's just a lot went well for the Eagles last night and not too much for the Chiefs.
We're talking to Brett Kern here on the Chasing Big Joe show, who spent time with the Eagles in 22. Last night I was reading some of the quotes. They were talking to some of the defensive guys about, bringing the pressure. And there's like, this is how we practice all year long. Our practices are almost more difficult than the games. I'm thinking, well, Brett Kern has witnessed these practices. What was practices like when they made that Super Bowl run in 22? Was it intense or was it just like guys going through the motions and saving it all for Sunday?
It was intense, but I think I would say it probably got more intense, right? I think losing that Super Bowl in 2022 just left a really sour taste in a lot of the guys' mouths, right? And to be able to come back I mean, let's face it, all the pressure was on the Chiefs last night, right? You know, try to get a three-peat, first time ever in NFL history. And so the Eagles have to hear that. And now they're coming back saying, okay, we're better. We're more prepared. We're going to come in and beat these guys, right? We're the underdog. And now we can get payback for kind of how that game went down, the last Super Bowl that they played against the Chiefs, right? And so I'm sure, throughout the year, you know, those practices probably got more intense and more intense. And, it's like there's a lot of good guys out there on that Eagles team. And right. There's a lot of guys that, like we were talking about their family, right? And they argue, they disagree, like family does, right? But really at the end of the day, I mean, you know, they can come together and play. And when that happens, that's what happened last night.
Somebody put out a thread last night, and I can't find it now, said if you just followed the Eagles headlines throughout the season, you would have thought this football team went 2-15. And I just thought it was funny because it was so dysfunctional. But even Nick Sirianni's talked about, like, we're a family. We argue, we fight, but then we hug each other and we love each other. And we know we're all going towards the same goal. And I'm like, man, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, and even if you watch some of their games, throughout the year, it's like, you know, you got AJ reading a book on the sideline. You know,
hey,
you
Inner Excellence, get it today.
yeah, it's a great book. That's going to be number one bestseller on Amazon here in a couple hours. You got Coach Sirianni and guys kind of getting into it on the sideline. They're just passionate, right? You have, the whole feud with AJ and Jalen, like, you know, he's not throwing the ball, this and that. And, you know, people want to just kind of pick them apart. But they don't know what happens, you know, closed doors, right? The conversations that are had, right? And they air how they're feeling, right? And, at the end of the day, they just come together. They ignore all of that, right? Because they have one common goal, and that's to win a Super Bowl. And I think, you know, to get another chance against the Chiefs, I think made it even that much sweeter.
Brett Kern is with us, former Titans punter. So now that you see this, I mean, I think what we saw last night – was how important a pass rush is and how important an offensive line is. And the Titans don't have that. I mean, they don't, and they haven't for a while. So I think Titans fans walked away from the Super Bowl going, okay, yep, know the game plan. But you also saw what a quarterback can do for you too. And Jalen Hurts is not the best quarterback in the league by any means, but he had all the pieces and he was able to put it together. So kind of relating this to the Titans – you know, I think it's pretty simple what the game plan needs to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, the game is won in the trenches, right? The Eagles, what they were able to do, obviously with that four-man rush, it allows you to do so much more on defense, right? How you're doing your coverage in the secondary, you know, all that kind of stuff. And to be able to win with a four-man rush is, I mean, Vic Fangio is probably like, this is cake, right? This is really nice to work with. And then obviously on the Chiefs, like they had issues kind of all year. They were moving guys around, you know, guys were getting benched because Andy Reid wasn't necessarily trusting them. And that, I mean, this is what happens, right? You look when the Chiefs lost, you know, to the Bucks in that Super Bowl, the same thing kind of happened, right? That I think that was more injuries that year, but still, you had guys shuffling around. Who's going to play right tackle? Who's going to play left tackle? You know, the center's out, right? And the Bucks with the rush that they had, I think that was what Ndamukong Suh, Gerald McCoy, right? Vita Vea, like that. I mean, that's a stout defensive line, you know, coming after Mahomes, and it worked, right? So, I just think, you know, the game's won and lost in the trenches, and if you have a pass rush, or if you can protect the pass rush, that really sets a lot of things up for you, offensively, and allows you to do a lot of different things defensively. And I think, you know, seeing how the Eagles, with what they had on defense and their pass rush, and then obviously the offensive line that they have, is pretty dominant too. So, you can say they're the standard, right? But I mean, that's kind of what it looks like, when you have both of those clicking.
You know what, Brent? One of the things I'm hearing this morning I can't stand is like, wow, now the Eagles gave us the blueprint for, you know, taking down the Chiefs. Throughout football history, if you get pressure on the quarterback, you disrupt everything that they're doing. So this isn't nothing new, just a brilliant game plan and guys getting back there and harassing Mahomes. I don't think Philadelphia did anything we've never seen before. They just executed it perfectly last night.
Yeah. I mean, that's right. I mean, it's you know, it's kind of like when we were on that the AFC Championship run. You know, we go to Baltimore and you just completely shut down Lamar Jackson, right? And the whole run game. Like when you do that, right? If you can run the ball, you know, if you can protect the amount of time you give for your quarterback, right? And then on the opposite side, you know, if you're pressuring, and obviously with only four men, it's just like that's what it is. It's not just because it happened against the Chiefs, but yeah, that's the blueprint overall. It's just that the Eagles executed it really, really well last night against the Chiefs. So,
which team, Brett, does it hurt more that you were on the 19 squad or the 21 squad? You're a game away from the Super Bowl in 19. You're the number one seed in 21. I think there's a strong argument for both.
Gosh. I think both hurt. Like, can I just say both?
Yes, you can.
because I think, you know, 19, the two games that we won on the road in New England at Baltimore, we just had a lot of momentum going into Arrowhead, which is a tough place to play, right? And knowing that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl that year, you know, that was pretty tough. And then 21, you know, to have that season that we did, especially all the injuries, and to get the number one seed, knowing that, hey, you know, you win, you know, one home game at your place, you know, you're hosting an AFC Championship game, which I think would have been an unbelievable experience to experience. So both kind of sting equally, but both kind of, you know, they sting in a different way. So, yeah, I'm going to go with both.
It's a fair answer for sure. Brett, appreciate it as always. We will get hot and heavy in the off-season talk, because it's hard to believe that free agency is a little over a month away, and then we got the draft, obviously, a couple of months away, but it's going to be here before we know it.
Oh, I just can't wait for the combine talk. Can't wait to see how guys, you know, run and throw in shorts and a t-shirt.
Underwear Olympics, baby.
y'all have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it. It's Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.